Most people who want to eat better don't fail because they lack willpower. They fail because the system they're using is exhausting. Calorie counting, macro tracking, weighing food, these methods demand constant mental effort. Studies on behavioral nutrition suggest that visual portion guides are often more sustainable for long-term habit formation than restrictive calorie tracking methods. That's not a minor finding. It means the tool you use to guide your eating matters as much as the intention behind it. And there's a simpler tool available to you right now. Nutrition experts at Harvard developed the Healthy Eating Plate as a more detailed alternative to the USDA's MyPlate, specifically emphasizing healthy oils and the quality of proteins. It's a visual framework, no app required, no math. Think of your plate as a canvas. Half of it is open space waiting for color, vegetables, and fruit. One quarter holds your grains, and the best choice here is whole grains. The final quarter is for protein foods. Now, that's the basic structure. But here's what makes it powerful. It's a proportion guide, not a prescription. You're not measuring grams, you're glancing at your plate and asking a simple question: does this look roughly right? For example, a bowl of stir-fried vegetables with brown rice and tofu maps perfectly onto this framework. So does a plate of roasted sweet potato, grilled chicken, and a side salad. The visual check takes about 2 seconds. That's the key idea. Speed and simplicity are features, not shortcuts. Now, here's where the science gets genuinely interesting. The foods that fill those plate sections aren't random. They work together in your body in specific ways. Soluble fiber, found in plate method staples like legumes and certain vegetables, slows the absorption of sugar. That matters because it helps improve blood sugar levels and prevents energy crashes. Think of it this way: without fiber slowing things down, a carbohydrate-heavy meal sends glucose into your bloodstream fast. You feel a spike of energy, then a slump. With fiber in the picture, that same meal releases energy gradually. You stay focused, you stay satisfied longer. Protein does something similar: it slows digestion and signals fullness to your brain. Healthy fats, like olive oil or avocado, help your body absorb fat-soluble nutrients from those vegetables. These food groups aren't just coexisting on your plate, they're actively supporting each other. The addition mindset is what makes this framework last. Most eating approaches start with removal: cut this, avoid that. The plate method starts with addition: what can you add to make this meal more complete? That shift is significant. When you focus on adding a handful of spinach, a scoop of lentils, or a drizzle of olive oil, you're building a habit that feels generous rather than restrictive. And this works across wildly different budgets and cuisines. Frozen vegetables are nutritionally comparable to fresh ones and cost far less. Canned legumes are among the most affordable protein sources available. A dal with rice and a side of sautéed greens is a balanced plate. So is a grain bowl with whatever vegetables are on sale. The framework adapts. It doesn't demand specific ingredients, it demands a rough proportion. That flexibility is what makes it genuinely usable across different kitchens, schedules, and grocery budgets. The takeaway from this first lecture is straightforward, and it's worth holding on to. The balanced plate is a flexible visual framework. Its purpose is to ensure nutrient variety and real satiety without calorie counting, without rigid rules. Remember, the research supports this approach precisely because it's sustainable. You're not white-knuckling your way through a restrictive plan. You're building a mental picture of what a satisfying, nourishing meal looks like, and then repeating it in different forms, with different ingredients, across different days. The plate doesn't tell you what you can't eat, it shows you what a complete meal looks like. That's a fundamentally different relationship with food. And for most people, that difference is everything.